Welcome to this episode of the podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Lippincott, and I'm excited to get into it. We have a ton of content in this episode, but I got a special for you this week. We're going to have two episodes this week. This episode right now is going to cover everything to do with the American Heritage, the last PBR Unleash the Beast event leading up to the PBR World Finals, along with a couple Extreme Bulls. And then the episode a little later this week will cover everything PBR World Finals weekend number one, including the $1 million fraternity short go and the ABBI Classic that took place night number one of the PBR elimination rounds. Two Bulls Performance Supplements, the leading supplement and mineral company in the bucking bull business. If you want your bulls to have that little extra edge inside the arena, you need to be feeding Two Bulls Performance Supplements. Visit www.twobulls.net to get yours today. Don't cut corners on performance. The BSM Plus app is growing at a rapid pace. We continue to add new content weekly, most times daily. For those of you guys that are subscribed, you know everything about the notifications that get sent out with the books opening, the books close, updates on the app. Big time stuff happening on the BSM Plus app, available now in the Apple App Store. Schuler Bucking Bulls dispersal sale. Rick Schuler is having a complete dispersal of his entire operation. Bucking bulls, cows, yearlings, two-year-olds, the ranch, all of the equipment, everything that you need to start your own bucking bull operation at the ranch, Saturday, June 1st in Cisco, Texas. Log on to the app to view the catalog under the event schedule of the Schuler dispersal sale. The catalog is live Saturday, June 1st, 2024 will be the date that that auction is held. Bucking Bull Pro, the only bucking dummy that we trust here at Buggy Stock News. Let's get into it. The American Heritage Edition. This was, the 2024 was the largest American Heritage competition in recent years. 702 animals paid into that initial payment all the way through the process a year and a half later. Almost 200 bulls competing in the American Heritage in 2024. So there was a big-time purse that weekend. The ABBI paid out a little over $600,000. There was some other classes involved, yearling class, open class, etc. But all in all, that weekend paid out over $600,000 to the bucking bull owners in today's competition world. So the American Heritage, there was bulls that there was two different ways, I guess, you could win a check at the American Heritage. The regular payout, the top 20 bulls, and then they took 15% of the pot and put that into a non-winner purse for those bulls that were non-winners, and you could play up. So if your bull came to the American Heritage as a non-winner, he could win a check in the open. I'm calling it the open, but the American Heritage, and still remain eligible for his check in the non-winner portion, that 15% of the total purse. So let's get right into it. The champion this year at the American Heritage, 35K Main Cabin Extra, 94.32 points, taking home a check for $62,100.91, owned by S4 and Circle S, raised by Casey Lowe, Sean Murray there in Okemo, Oklahoma. And I'm going to tell you, I was standing on the back of the bucking chutes when that bull bucked. And the second place bull is 92.08, okay? So take note of that. 92.08 was second. 94.32 was first. That bull had the trip of his life at the American Heritage. He was phenomenal. Out of the lefts, around to the right, lights out, hands down the best bull at the American Heritage. 35K Main Cabin Extra. Sired by 11F Boots, which was a Page 53 C-Son. 11F Boots was a big-time bucker for Lindsey Cavey in the Cowgirl fraternity. And anyways, Casey and Sean bred to that bull, and they had a lot of luck with Boots out of a Y4 Aviator, which was a Crosswire 255-152 cross female. Big-time bucker there. I was super happy for Colby and Todd and all the, you know, the excitement, the emotions that come with winning the American Heritage. The American Heritage happens one time a year for two-year-old bucking bulls. So it was awesome. Second place, Homestead Genetics Baker 210, 92.08 points, $57,693 was the check that he took home from the American Heritage. Sired by Baker 96, a Shepherd Hills tested son out of a Bushwhacker female, the great GLC 784 cow. Out of a Baker female sired by Bubba, no surprise there. Third place, 36 bar K, son of a center. I would say son of a center and Lolly's Lunatic, both from Copenhagen, York, with son of a center, and Copenhagen Bucking Bulls on Lolly's Lunatic, probably would have had the favorite for the American Heritage title coming into the event. 36 bar K, the finger roll son that was purchased out of the BS Cattle Company Bang for Your Buck sale in the fall, last fall, $51,283. Fourth place, 210K Moolah, ace in the hole, D&H Cattle Company, 91.68 points, $42,000, $469. And a few, a little bit of change there, sired by the great 827F Domino out of a bruiser female. That was 210K Moolah. 59K Claude Dallas, $34,856, 91.28 points to score. FP Bucking Bulls and D&H Cattle Companies, 59K, Claude Dallas. Sired by 163H, Mr. Vaquero, the Fraternity World Champion, by E40 Black and Blue, and out of a 484B Quick Fix female. So a really good bred bull there, 59K, Claude Dallas. Sixth and seventh split, 91.12, Sid's Kid, sired by G6, L. Sid, $23,838, Jim and Shannon Barr, Hook and W Ranch, and Emmett Cattle Company and D&H Cattle, 25 bar K, Simple Man, split in sixth and seventh, 25 bar K, a son of the great Turner Burner, and once again, out of another bruiser daughter. So, let's pause a second there. Looks like the bruiser stuff, HD, like anybody would to own a bull like that, was super excited to be able to breed to a bull with a resume like that, what he could add to the breeding program. And I think everybody at first was really excited about the sons, but now the daughters are getting old enough. I'm telling you, the bruiser stuff is lights out. Eighth place, Rising Cattle Companies, 255 Kung Fu, 90.72 points. Sired by Sims 112 by CO24C and out of a Tullis, John Tullis from Kansas female, sired by V122 Foo Fighter. That would have been 8th place for $12,820. 9th place, 90.56, the mayor of Hogeye in Oakley, Ogden, a son of the great Billy Frank. And rounding out the top 10, W Sunrise, Lone Star, and Taylor Sego Lily. 90.48, $10,016. Sired by the great 133X High Tensile. So that bull closing in on $800,000 in offspring earnings. And out of a Coat 45 daughter, Coat 45, a Rafter 7 bull, sired by Chaos. So that was 230K, Sego Lily. He's putting together a great year. So that's going to round out the top 10 of the 2024 American Heritage. I want to go through this payout one more time because, yeah, the American Heritage used to pay around $100,000. But I want you to look and pay attention to how close the money was in, say, the top five holes. $62,100, $57,693, $51,283, $42,469, $34,856 was the top five bulls. So when you look at that split by $3,000 or $4,000 from each hole instead of the top hole being loaded, I think that was big. For the payout at the American Heritage Fraternity. Let's go to the non-winner pot. I've already explained a little bit about the non-winner pot. 15% of the total purse held out for those bulls that were in the American Heritage that were 2024 season non-winners, I guess you could say. 225 Kung Fu. Remember how I said those bulls could play up. 225 Kung Fu, a Rising Cattle Company's 90.72 is going to win an additional $10,958 from the non-winner pot. Second place in the non-winner, 89.6, Page 11K Bar, D&H Cattle and Flynn, sired by the great 39E Cherry Bomb out of a 33U Wavy Gravy daughter. Third place, 47K Troubleshooter, 89.52, Elite Livestock, D&H Cattle Company, coming in with the Magic Maker son out of the Bruiser Granddaughter by Page E31. Fourth place, S4, 29J, S4 Bucking Bulls, $7,000, $494. Sired by Page 59B, a train wreck son, out of the dam of the great Incognito, and out of a B13 cracker daughter. Split in 5th and 6th, Flynn and D&H Cattle Company's K46, with a score of 89.20, out of a great, holy moly, female, SB 241. That is also the mother to High Country, Stonebreaker, Ransom, Striker. The list goes on and on. You talk about a badass female. The 241 cow out of Holy Moly. So that was phenomenal there as well. And splitting fifth and sixth as well. Baker, 249, Ace of Spades, and Gene Baker. Winning a check for $5,514. Another Billy Frank son. This one out of a full sister to Time to Shine. Knocking Boots. Sired by Time to Shine out of the Great Houdini Rocks female. So that would be the top six in the non-winner pot. Number seven, 14K Chug-a-Lug, Hurricane Hefty, D&H Cattle Company, 89.04, $3,535. Chug-a-Lug, sired by 39G First Class, another Page 039 son, producing a money winner at the 2024 American Heritage. For those of you guys that don't know the Page 039 cow, she's a past recipient of the Dam of the Year Award, sired by Surefire, out of an A6 daughter. She has $546,670 in offspring earnings, with 22 total offspring. That's with 13 males and 9 females registered to her. She's the mother to 39D Top Shelf, 39E Buck Norris, 39G First Class, H09 Incognito. Like I'm telling you, 039 has got to be in the conversation for one of the greatest cows still alive in the industry. Page 039, we've saw two different sons siring offspring, winning money at the American Heritage in 2024. Okay, so let's keep rolling on here. Let's go to the Open Classic, Bring Your Own Rider, 15 total entries. There's a little light on our entries, but we're going to go to California for the champion, Less Than 8 Cattle Company's King Tut. $5,240. Oh, excuse me. I was wrong. Got a little excited there. King of Spades, the full brother to King Tut. 90.40. We're still going to stay in California with Less Than 8 Cattle Company. $5,240. A son of Bruiser out of a past Dam of the Year, Box K67. Daughter of PRCA Bull of the Year, Buckeye. Second place, 0021 Going Solo, McCoy Rodeo, Van Zandt, and Lowell, winning $4,021.88. 90.32. Now, here's something I want to point out. We're going to get into Louisville later. Round number one was a classic. Going Solo, there's been, prior to the PBR World Finals and Louisville included, there was three PBR UTB Classics. 0021 Going Solo was the champion at Tulsa in Little Rock. Didn't go to Louisville. Went to the American Heritage Bring Your Own Rider Classic and won second there. So 0021 Going Solo, McCoy Rodeo and Partners, the riding solo son out of the Dam to Big Black. Still hanging in there, putting up big time scores. And there is King Tut at the number three position. 321 King Tut, $2,925. Less Than 8 Cattle Company. That's Scott McMillan from California, 88.72. So of the 15 bulls entered in the Bring Your Own Rider Classic at the American Heritage, first place and third place were won by full brothers, by Bruiser, out of a daughter of Buckeye, a past Dam of the Year. So that's pretty neat. Full brothers winning first and third in Duncan. The Junior Fraternity, Mayor of Hawkeye. I want to point this out. The Junior Fraternity, along with the Million Dollar Stuff, was the only classes that these two-year-old bulls that were junior competitor bulls were able to double enter. They can't double enter anything else. As long with the cowgirls, they could be in the Million Dollar Stuff as well as the American Heritage. 250 Mayor of Hawkeye wins the Junior Fraternity, splitting first and second with a 90.56 score with Rockin' T's 22X, Cole Tolman, and Rockin' T Ranch. I want to point something out there. Rockin' T's 22X was actually crippled. In a matter of fact, BJ swung by the vet in Newcastle to pick up Rockin' T 22X, the two-year-old bull for his son, Cole. He had a cut on his leg, and he had been at the vet for about a week. And it was the American Heritage, big event. He wanted Cole. Cole's continuing on, doing really, really good with that bull this year. So they swing by the vet in Newcastle. He's got his leg bandaged up. And it's not like his leg's not about to fall off, but he's got a big cut, an open wound on his leg. They've had him bandaged up. They've been treating him, giving medicine. Pick him up on the way to the American Heritage. How's he handle it? He splits first and second in the Junior Fraternity with a 90.56 score. Shout out to Cole Tolman, Rockin' T Ranch, and the entire crew there at Newcastle, keeping that bull on his A game, even with a bandage on his leg. Baylor Downer and Dozier with Dozier 23. is going to pick up third, 89.44 and a check for $1,428. That bull sired by 821 from the Page Breeding Program by Hotel California and out of, would you have guessed it, from the Dozier Program, a Hunt You Down Daughter. Fourth place in the Junior Fraternity in Duncan, 2209 Black Tie Affair, Nothing But Try Ranch, 88.72 points. Sired by 688 Kangaroo by U49 Mudshark and out of SC 4 Bar 85 Couture by Play Toy, which I believe was a Calico Jack son that Chad Jerry bred to. So that's going to be your top four of the Junior Fraternity in Duncan. The Cowgirl Fraternity, we're going to roll into that. Dauntless probably doesn't surprise anybody. That bull has been on a roll every time he enters the Cowgirls class. Dutchman, Bucking Bulls, and Megan Schoonmaker, 90.64 the score, taking home a check for $2,352. And second place, the bull kind of getting on a little heater here with Kenzie Stewart, JKM Cattle Company, BS Cattle Co., and Kenzie Stewart, 90.24 for 916K Arnold, a.k.a. Curly. Third place, Hook and W Ranch, Katie Pershbacher, the past Cowgirls World Champion, K245 with a score of 89.44. And fourth place, 89.36, 244, The Prophet, Twisted T Livestock, Deep South. And that's also going to be Lee Taylor. Fifth place, DJ Long Ranch, TP Cattle Company, and Megan Shoemaker, 24, Bowser, 88.48. With a good out there at the American Heritage, sired by 95X DeNutso, a maternal brother to the great Bruiser. We've already talked about Bruiser in the pedigree of some of these bulls, and we've been talking about that one sired by a maternal brother to Bruiser. Let's go to the Open Fraternity. 44 total entries of the Open Fraternity. 246 Birthday Cake is gonna pick up the victory. At the Open Fraternity, Flying S Bucking Bulls, it's Riley Sanford, 93.12, $5,016. Sired by 534, Too Dirty, by Dirty Doug from Cody Lostro, and out of Lostro, 621 by 70S High Stakes. Now, here's the deal. This bull was purchased at Texarkana, the two-year-old fraternity bull sale. I believe he was consigned by Corb McCoy. Riley seen something in that bull, picked him up, and man, he won more than he cost. I believe that bull cost $3,900 at Texarkana. Going to turn in a 93.12 marking and win $5,016. I believe in his second competition that Riley's taken him to. Number two, D634 Red Mike, 92.96, $4,488. Winrock, G&K Cattle, and Denison of the... For the 10G Turner Burner Sun. And I'm going to say the Open Fraternity was pretty stout. Really stout, actually, with 93 winning first, 92, almost 93 winning second. But Red Mike went, and that bull is a bull that everyone would have thought would have been in the American Heritage. And when he wasn't, he was 92.96, was the same self, around the right, lots of intensity. And I kind of thought, sitting there watching it, like, well, there's your Open Fraternity winner. And then here comes 246 Birthday Cake that never been to a big event yet. Win. So that was exciting to watch. Third place, 23, Johnny B. Real Good, 90.80, Big Shot, Truax, TR, Barthold, and 6 Bar C, 90.80, the son of Milkshake, a Bubba son out of the GLC 784 cow. Again, Bar 233, Hot Pistol Billy, 90.56, Denison Jan Owens, bringing that one to town, a little black baldy on the rights, and he did buck. Round out the top five of the American Heritage Open Fraternity, $322 Show Me Dollars, $2,508 is what he win for a score of 90.32. McClellan Creek and Lidgard, an AI calf sired by the great Top Dollar, and out of a past dam of the year, she's going to be the dam, the mother too. She's by High Rolling, 712E, the mother too. Show Me Dollars in Red Rain, a really, really good cow by High Rolling out of a Margie Time cow and a past Dam of the Year recipient as well. Okay, let's go to the Open Yearling Fraternity. I'm going to tell you what, the Open Yearling Fraternity is so exciting to watch, especially this early in the season, because these cattle don't quite have a extremely patterned trip down yet, especially away from home. So when you watch these females and these bulls, yearlings, come to town, and they just lay it on the line. It is raw talent for the most part. 90.80, 30-16, Pretty Little Poison. Homestead Genetics is going to get the victory. Sired by Billy Frank, out of a Bubba Daughter, back out of the GLC 784 cow. I got a funny story about that also. So we're sitting there on the back of the buck and shoots, and this heifer rolls in, and she'd already busted her horn at check-in. Like, she's kind of, her horn was all busted up. And Gene, he's like, "What the heck, guys?" He's talking to the guys in the back, and he's like, "This heifer was supposed to be a right." And sometimes when you change deliveries or whatever on the system, things get lost in translation, I guess, for lack of better explanation. So she's like, "This heifer's supposed to be a right, but piss on it. She's already in the bug and shoot. We ain't gonna turn her out, reload her, whatever." So he just bucks her in the gate to the left, 90.80 to pick up the yearling victory in Duncan at the American Heritage. Second place, 90.08 SAJC 362 Adelhart Workman Big Shot, 6-bar C, and a really, really good showing there for the Adelhart 613 daughter pure Adelhart breeding there from Kansas. They raised a bucker, no doubt. I believe that was a heifer on the rights that really got off the ground, kicked through it, and bucked. Spencer Truax Big Shot 6-bar C is going to win it, split third and fourth, 89.60 with Big Shot Rodeos 5L, sired by 24H Julio, a Mud Shark son, and out of a Lindsay female on the dam side. Splitting third and fourth as well, Winrock G&K Cattle Company's L45, sired by 727E Neshota, a Lift and Live son. That was a black bull on the left, and I'm talking did buck. I thought it was really, really good. Massey Workman, Big Shot and 6-bar C, going to win fifth. JMF11, that's Justin Massey, sired by Page 53C, a 6A test fire son, and then back out of a Margie Time daughter. So here's something. This bull already has an event win this year at LJ's back in April, I believe. But Page 53C is going to be the sire to Boots, which was the sire to the American Heritage Champion. So 53C still doing it himself, raising calves, winning money. Okay, so that's going to be the top five of the yearling fraternity in Duncan. Now let's go into the Two Bulls Legacy. The Two Bulls Legacy is a program designed by Jim McClain and the Two Bulls outfit. You nominate a female before, like, middle of summer. You nominate a female with a calf on her side. And what you're doing is you're paying I think it's $300 or $400 nomination, and you're banking on that calf out of that cow going to be a bucker come the spring of his yearling year at this competition, the Two Bulls Legacy yearling competition. So basically, what you've bred that cow to and what you know that that cow is and what she's produced in the past is what you're banking on, and you nominate that cow. That's the calf that has to go to the competition, and they compete for bronze, sculptures, mineral, feed, bonus money, all kinds of added prizes that Jim puts into this program. And so it's pretty fun. You get a kind of lean on your breeding program a little bit. You pick one specific cow, and then you take them to town. This year, Voss Cattle Company, Rafter KL, Voss 018, 87.36. I will say this was this calf's very first time to town and his fifth trip in his entire life. I feel like I'm a little behind on my calves this year, I have five trips on them now. So only having five trips on my calves right now, that's for me. For some, maybe not, but for me, I'm behind. And to take this bull, he was 87.36, not his best. And I'm not just saying that. I feel like there's a lot those bulls didn't buck to the very end of the second day. You take them yearlings to town like mine. Have never lived in a pen. They live turned out with 70 or 80 others. So I sorted out two legacy bulls. I took two yearlings off of 70 or 80 and took them to town after their fourth trip in their life. The one bull is probably a reflection of what I thought was going to happen. He wasn't very good. And then Voss 018 is a really, really nice bull. But I just didn't have any expectations for the reasons that I just told you. SJR Bar 245, a Cracker Jack son out of a Reindeer daughter that's out of the dam to Black Pearl. That's going to be the sire to 018. And then this cow, SJR Bar 210 from Jason and Sarah Voss, is going to be out of a full brother to the Classic World Champion Black Pearl. So double bred a little Houdini, double bred a little Whitewater there. Voss 018 getting the victory in the Two Bulls Legacy. Second place, 85.84, ADW Red River Randy, Rafter Y Bucking Bulls. This bull was, I believe, on the rights, out of jumping around the left, sired by 715 Red Chaos, a Red Wasp son out of a Chaos daughter, and out of 280 Red River Renee, a daughter of Winters 961 from Philip Eastham, that owns the bull now, but the calf was raised and nominated by David Yarnell, a Rafter Y Bucking Bulls from Missouri. So I want to point this out just a second to you and how this program works. So David nominated the cow with the calf on her side. In the meantime, from the nomination to the actual competition, David had sold that cow. So Philip took the calf to the competition. Philip gets the money for the calf that the calf won, but David still got the money that the cow won, because the way this program's set up is it pays for the cow, it pays for her offspring in the competition. So David got the money for the cow and what she won, and Philip got the money for the bull and what he won in this program. It's equal money. So that's pretty cool. David had sold a calf. I believe he did a little trading for breeding to that bull. Philip got a pick of a bull calf out of the deal, and they both won a little money. Third place, 46 bar 3, Paulo Rojo, a Rafter, W Rafter H rough stock from down south. Tyler Brown brought that calf up here for Drew Walters, sired by Ought7C Catching Fire, a Surefire son, and out of X41 Paulo Dura, a J61 daughter. Gonna be your third place, Two Bulls Legacy, Caballo Bravo LLC. Gonna win fourth, 341 Dancing Circles, $1,200 in earnings, sired by JMC 975, a Whoopaw son, and out of a Bushwhacker daughter. I want to tell you, the Bushwhacker genetics on the maternal side are sure showing up quite a bit here lately. 83.92, going to win fifth. Keller and Owens 958, rocking KL Bucking genetics. That's Danny Keller, sired by Baker 714, a Bruiser son, back out of the 784 cow, the Bushwhacker daughter, and out of a Denutso cow. Going to win fifth in the Two Bulls Legacy competition of 2024. Okay, so that's going to be our Bucking Bull Pro Scoreboard American Heritage Edition, along with the Two Bulls Legacy and how that program works. Let's go back. Let's backtrack a little bit. Let's go to Louisville, Kentucky, to the UTB. Let's go check out the numbers, the bulls, the stats, the whole works of the last regular season event prior to the World Finals. 87 official outs, the top bull, 45.5, 1J the Intimidator. He actually won the Classic, that 91.76, I believe. He wins the Classic, the ABBI Classic there in Louisville. They rode 17% of the bulls with 15 qualified rides. Four bulls marked 45 points or better. 11 bulls marked 40 points, under 40 points. 11 bulls, 10 re-ride options. Now, keep in mind, I've touched on this a little bit in the podcast episodes here lately, and the bulls, like they've been going. And this was the last episode or last event prior to the World Finals. So, high-marked bull at Louisville was 1J the Intimidator, sired by Good Cop and out of a Big Tex Wishes female. 963 Doju down, going to be the second high mark bull of the event, 45.25 points. We're looking at a Bull Rito son, which was by tested out of the dam to 256 Hunt You Down, and out of Dozier 618, a Grease daughter. Dozier 618 is the reigning dam of the year in 2023. So Dozier 963, Doju down to Martinez Bucking Bulls, big time bull score in Louisville. 85 Big Bank, 45 along with A54 Red Demon from Universal Pro Rodeo. Rachel and Dustin Powell both turning in a score of 45 points. And I'll tell you what, old Big Bank, he's kind of been a sleeper. Like, he's not the showiest. He's not the fan favorite. But old Big Bank's been turning in those big-time bull scores. A54 Red Demon has definitely been applying the pressure to Manhater in the race for PBR Bucking Bull of the Year. Manhater's been rode the last two times he's been out this season, where it's going to be interesting to see what happens at the World Finals. So that's going to be Louisville, Kentucky. Let's go to Corpus Christi for the Million Dollar Bull Team Challenge. That was awesome. I mean, they pay out $100,000 $1,000 to the winning team at that event. And I mean, for rider friendly bull teams, giving these bulls a job to win $100,000 is just lights out. G&H Cattle Company, that's going to be Jake Goist and Jesse Pullman, are going to get the win at the Bull Team Finals alongside the Velocity Tour Finals in Corpus Christi. They got 2 of 4 bulls. So the way this is, you buck 2 bulls on Friday, 2 bulls on Saturday. The highest combined total bull score plus ride time is how it's paid out. So of the 4 bulls, they got 2 rode, 83.5 on the first day. John Krimber was 88.25 the second day. A total team score of 363.66 points. Now listen how close this was for second place. Barrett Barnes, PRCA Rodeo. They rode 2 bulls, also 84 the first day on Let Him Fly, and 83 points on Flashbang the second day, 363.50. So one tenth of a point separated first and second for let's say $25,000. First place wins 100. Barrett wins 75. Julian Cattle Company, that's Tommy Julian, Stacy Addison. They're going to win third. They got 2 bulls rode 85.25. They rode Aggie Pete the first day, 86.25 on the high marked bull of the event from his out the first day. 182J Plowboy, 361.36 total team score. Amy and Lonnie Austin, they're going to get 1 bull rode the second day. Grayson Cole, 89.25 points on Pearl Snap, but they got quite a bit of ride time, 4.64, 5.7, 0.10 in 8 seconds, 359.74 for the $1 million bull team finals. Okay, so we're going to keep rolling here. We're going to go cover Del Rio, Texas Extreme Bulls. And I want to tell you something. Jim Gay and the Rafter G, the George Paul Memorial, put together a great set of bulls. I mean, they didn't ride very many bulls in Del Rio. As a matter of fact, they rode 12 qualified rides of 89 total outs. So they rode 13.4% of the bulls. 0 bulls marked under 40. 8 bulls marked 45 or better, and 28 bulls marked 44 or better. So big time outs in Del Rio. It was great. The George Paul Memorial is one of the longest standing bull riding events in the history of the bull riding. So it's been going on for a long time. 524C Mezcal. Yes, Mezcal. I believe he's 8 years old now. The high mark bull of the event, 48 points the first night, and I'm telling you, the video hasn't quite surfaced around just because that kid got knocked out. They took him to the hospital. I've seen some social media posts. I believe he's doing okay, but he was rank style the first day, 524C Mezcal. 714 Rank Frank, the Bruiser son, 45, 626 Shot in the Dark. That's what they end up winning the bull riding on. Josh Frost, I believe, 45 points. Ought 3 Domestic Violence, 45 points of Stockyard Pro Rodeos, of a bull that's kind of new. We only see seven outs. He went to Fort Worth a couple times. The tail end of 2023 has been to a couple bull ridings here in 2024. Domestic Violence. So really good showing from all the bulls, the stock contractors in general. Josh Frost was 91 points on Shot in the Dark to win the bull riding in Del Rio, and it was good watching. If you guys have the Cowboy Channel Plus app, you can go back and watch it. And if you're a fan of bucking bulls, big time bull rides, I suggest you go back and watch Del Rio's George Paul Memorial. Okay, so the last event we're going to cover is Uvalde, Texas Extreme Bulls event. Tyler Bingham, I believe, gets the win in Uvalde. 86 official outs. They rode 29 bulls. 33% of the bulls were qualified rides. 16 bulls marked under 40 points. Only 3 bulls 45 or better. Only 7 40 or better. And 70 40 or better. So really they tried to take a great set of bulls that these guys could ride, 33% qualified ride. So I think that's a little bit of a reflection, but don't take that away from the bull power that was there in Uvalde. The reigning PRCA Bull of the Year, 53E, Bayou Bengal, Pete Carrs, 46.5, 247, Pegasus from Pete Carrs, 46. Pegasus is son of the great Buckeye, past PRCA Bull of the Year, raised by Box K. In 923, Starburst, went to the NFR last year, was marked a 45.5 there in Del Rio. And if you just go down the list of these bulls, 44, 44, 43 and three quarters all the way down. I mean, it was a great bull riding. They rode plenty of bulls. Uvalde is always a big time extreme bulls event for the PRCA. All the top guys are there. Danny Reagan does a great job with that event and produces a really, really good bull riding and a one that the guys like to come and get on those bulls. So that's going to wrap up this episode of the podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of the podcast, and I appreciate you listening. Stay tuned for a couple days later this week. We're going to have another episode, all things from the first weekend of the 2024 PBR World Finals, including the $1 million fraternity and the ABBI Classic. Again, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it.